new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
April 25, here's what people are talking about. Here comes the temperatures. We need them to go up. It's frosty out there now. Presidential visit, bottom of hour, 8:30. It's Mr. Mearns. We'll ask him about his injury and a lot of serious stuff, too. Let's begin with our weather. WMUN meteorologist Paul Poteet. Yeah, that guy works for us.
Good morning. The day starts with a threat of frost, but it finishes stronger, with sunshine and temperatures at least back close to 60 degrees for the afternoon high. For tonight, no frost threat. We're going down to 41. Partly sunny on Friday with a high of 68. There will be some scattered showers around in the afternoon and evening. Then on Saturday, 77. Scattered showers and storms, but it won't be an all-day thing. And then on Sunday, just plain partly sunny, high of 82. The weekend will be breezy. The next day where we've got a really big chance of showers and storms will be Monday. And it looks like highs stay in the 70s all next week.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Poteet. So that means I'm cooking meat over the weekend. Got to work a mow in before rain happens on Monday. There, I got the whole plan. 8:07. People are talking about Yorktown and Cumberland and all the other towns that are visiting. Chase Bruton, the aforementioned town manager of Yorktown, the host of a big, humongous event. There's all kinds of movers and shakers in your town. Good morning, Chase.
Good morning. I actually brought one of them along with me, Mr. Ben Lips from Cumberland.
Oh, Ben, nice to meet you. Thanks for coming in this morning. How hard did he have to work to get you to wear the Hawaiian shirt as we are on the radio here now this morning?
There were some pretty aggressive text messages happening before I made my way up here. So.
For those that don't know, Chase has a proclivity to, how many you got, like a million Hawaiian?
I probably have 50.
All right. He liked to wear them Fridays typically at work. You encourage your staff to do the same.
Correct.
You feel like more town business gets done when you have the Hawaiian?
Yeah, and I feel like we're the community feels we're more open to them coming and visiting while we're wearing our Hawaiian shirts.
Now, when the president was here last week in your place, he was not wearing a Hawaiian shirt, as I recall.
I've had this talk with him about it, that he should wear them during council meetings.
And what does he say?
He doesn't like the idea.
Okay. All right. Very good. Chase, you introduced our guest. Tell everybody, you shared with me a while ago this was going to be happening, this gathering in your town. Tell them what's going on.
So IMMA, which is the Indiana Municipal Managers Association, has an annual conference, and they choose a different town to visit. And Yorktown was lucky enough to be the host this year. I just so happen to also be the president of that organization, and Mr. Ben here is the vice president. So we are hosting about 30 different management level staff from different towns around Indiana, representing 20 different communities.
Ben, first time in our studio, but you said you've visited Yorktown before. We're glad that you and your fellow town managers are here. Tell us about Cumberland, though, for those that aren't aware of what that great town's like.
Yeah, we're kind of a smaller size community, 6,500 residents, but growing fast. We're in Marion County and Hancock County. Hancock County was the fastest growing county in the state in 2023. We ourselves approved 1,000 new units of housing, so a town of 6,500. That's pretty big growth in a community that size. But
typical with these kinds of gatherings, you got to do your business, you got to do your meetings, you got to do your sharing, and you get to do all that stuff, which is good. But I understand there's some fun too. You were bragging the moment, Chase Bruton, when you look at him laugh, when you walked in here, and you put this in a personal I term. There is an I in team apparently in golf.
Correct. So I was the returning golf champ from last year, and I am still the golf champ after the golf outing yesterday.
He's very competitive. Have you ever noticed that? that?
I've noticed that, but he's also on a team of four in a scramble, and he's the D player. So he is the I that is the caddy, I think, as well.
That is correct.
Did you want to give any credit to your other team members?
Yes. Okay, so I think Sean Hildebrand was probably our best player. Okay. Matt Trimmel did very well. And then Tim Jensen and I rode around on the golf carts.
I'll ask Ben this one. Do you think their group was hit the ball, drag chase? Was it kind of along that sort of a theme?
Absolutely. I can't say my team was any better in that regard, but that's absolutely
the best. There was one tee shot where I thought I popped it straight up, and I was staring out into the distance, and everyone behind me was laughing. I looked down. It was right at my feet.
Well, you were there for the finesse. You weren't there for the power, right?
I mean, I hit a couple putts. Uh-huh. I hit a couple putts.
Okay. All right. Good. Now we're just joking around. Well, seriously, what kinds, Ben, let's go to you. What kinds of meetings do you find most helpful and useful when you have these gatherings of town managers?
I would say two things. One, I think most importantly, is just all of us in the same field being together, because we don't get together a lot. So we have a lot of shared experiences, common experiences we can talk about. But we also do big legislative updates and things like that that keep us all current and all talking about what's best for our communities.
So. All right. And I assume there's competition too, right? I mean, because sometimes our towns in Indiana not vying for the same kinds of things, especially if geography-wise, Cumberland's not that far away from Yorktown. You're smiling, Chase.
We the town managers generally get along very well. We kind of crack jokes with the mayors that were the professional side of the local government. But no, we get along. We all get along pretty well, and it's good to have that network. Just because if we need ordinances or things like that, we generally share them and help each other through some of those problems.
Chase Bruton is town manager Yorktown, and Ben Lips is the town manager from Cumberland. These things happen every year. Is that the gathering cycle? And I understand you are very honored to be the vice president of the humble leader. Chase Bruton is again laughing. Ben, do you want to talk about how proud you are to serve alongside?
I'm very proud to be able to help Chase on his journey. He needs a lot of it, and that's what I'm here for. So.
Do you feel the love?
He was the one who wrote me in to be the vice president, and then the previous president is no longer a town manager, so how this came to be.
So you missed a meeting. That's how you got
exactly.
Okay, all right, yeah. I've gotten those gigs before myself. You get nominated for things. No, but seriously. Sharing these sorts of ideas and the honor for Yorktown to host it. I mean, that's a cool feather in Yorktown's cap.
It is. Our previous town manager volunteered Yorktown as soon as he left to be the host. And so,
way to go, Pete.
Yeah, thanks for that, Pete.
Thank you a lot. But you're having a good time, sharing and talking to each other. There is a concert event, too, as part. You wanted to make sure there was a concert event at Civic Green.
That's correct. So every time we go to a different community for this conference, we try to do something that's very specific to that community. So, you know, when you go to Winona Lake, they had us walking around their little downtown area. Same thing with Nashville. And so for Yorktown, I was like, well, we're kind of known for the concerts and our Civic Green, so I wanted to do an event there. So tonight, food truck starts at 5:30. Music starts at 6:30. It's open to the public, so come on out. It's a X Generation band. It's a 90s cover band, so when you have a town manager in their 30s, you get 90s cover bands.
Ben, do you support that particular genre?
100%, yeah.
All right. You got to play to the crowd, right?
I just choose what I wanted.
You're the president, whatever. If they don't like it, they can elect somebody else, right? Yeah. Seriously, that event, one of the many events and concerts that happen at that venue, Civic Green, is going to be fun. Yes, bundled up, but should be dry. That's not a problem tonight, I guess, and a little nippy, but it should be a great time. Anything else you wanted to touch on, Chase, before we let you get out of here?
Come down and have a beer. The Mouse will be serving them, or you can stop in at Four Day Ray and get one out of the tap.
All right. Ben, last words to you.
If there's any students that want to come out tonight and talk to people about working in government, it's a great opportunity to do that.
So. All right. Excellent. Nice to meet you.
You as well.
Welcome to the area. And, Chase, always good to see you.
It's good seeing you.
We continue with more through the hour, this is Delaware County Today on WMUN.
Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss even when you monitor your credit. If your identity's stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year with my name, Clay, as the promo code at LifeLock.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Ugh, leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
It's a key ingredient called Tesnor. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. Total T is backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text Rocky to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text ROCKY to 321-321. That's Rocky to 321-321.
Listen to Delaware County Today on Alexa. Just enable the skill. Then say, Alexa, play WMUN. Now back to Steve Lindell.
Ball State President Jeffrey Mearns, bottom of hour. Let's get our news summary in the meantime, starting right now on WMUN. Education has been a topic discussed a lot on Tuesday night at that debate featuring Republican candidates trying to become Indiana's next governor. They talked about it a lot.
5 candidates were on the debate stage, including former Indiana Attorney General Curtis Hill.
We need to have an education system that's free of federal entanglements.
Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch says she doesn't want to tell Hoosiers what to think, but how to think. Eric Doden says he'd create a teacher investment program.
It goes right to the teachers. It's their income tax and property tax free. It's about a $5,000 pay raise for the average teacher.
Jamie Rittenour says more kids need to hear from experts in the private sector. And Brad Chambers says that education needs to be catered to the needs of each child. The debate was put on by the Indiana Debate Commission. Mike Braun was in Washington, D.C. for a vote. John Herbeck, Network Indiana.
The prosecutor in the Delphi murders case is now going after the employment records of a key defense witness. Donnie Burgess explains why.
Former Rushville cop Todd Click testified March 18th that he and 2 other investigators had a much better case against potential Odinists in Delphi years before Richard Allen's name ever became associated with the case. Click, who's now an Indiana State Police agent, testified he felt he had a much stronger case against these other men and that the case against Allen was weak. Carroll County Prosecutor Nick McClellan claims Click has a history of lying on the job and that his employment record would prove it. Trial begins May 13th. Donnie Burgess, Network Indiana.
Muncie Community Schools has filled the opening for assistant superintendent, promoting Eric Grimm, who's been with the district for 26 years, including five as principal of Northside Middle School. He succeeds Dr. Chuck Reynolds, who will become the new director of public education and CEO once Dr. Kwiatkowski steps down at the end of June. Both Grimm and Dr. Reynolds will start their new gigs July 1. Kokomo's first name player, Flory, has been voted Indiana Mr. Basketball.
Badunga is the first player from Kokomo High School to be named Mr. Basketball since Jimmy Rail in 1959. Badunga, who came to Kokomo from the Democratic Republic of the Congo before his sophomore year, was named the Gatorade Player of the Year as a junior, and as a senior is a McDonald's All-American. He averaged 19 points and 12 rebounds a game this past season for the Wildcats. Badunga will head to Kansas for his college ball. Kirk Darling, Network Indiana.
Unused prescription meds around your home pose the risk of abuse and overdose and should be disposed of safely. Many state and local law enforcement agencies are partnering with the DEA this weekend to collect those drugs. Michael Gannon, Assistant Special Agent in Charge, DEA.
We have collection locations all over the state. If you have any unused medication, you can just bring it there, no questions asked, and we get rid of it.
This Saturday, April 27th, 10 to 2, no needles or sharps, please. The link for locations on our Wolf Boom News webpage. Brett Busby, WMUN Radio News.
Great progress so far, but a deadline for a Lilly matching grant opportunity.
So this is running through May 31st and up to $100,000. And we're about halfway to our goal.
Jason Newman, CEO of Boys and Girls Club, Muncie.
The Eli Lilly Foundation came together to donate $30 million to all of the boys clubs in all 31 boys and girls clubs in Indiana.
How to give?
bgcmuncie.org/match.
How do you make government more efficient? Republican candidates for Indiana governor have been trying to figure that out. John Herrick reports more now on Tuesday night's debate.
Indiana's Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch says she wants to eliminate the income tax and...
But we want to remove rules and regulations that add to the cost of doing business and don't make sense.
Jamie Rittenour says she would be more efficient than any of the other candidates, but Brad Chambers says he's up to the task.
You need a CEO in this state. We need somebody to run things like a business, to shrink government, to get regulation out of people's lives.
Eric Doden says he's relying on a team of experts already looking at that. Curtis Hill says there's too much government interference. Mike Braun did not make an appearance at Tuesday night's debate because he was in D.C. for a vote. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
One candidate for Indiana governor wants to restore abortion. And she says she wanted to hear from her challengers, but scheduled the event on the same day and time as the Republican debate. Donnie Burgess reports.
When I got into office, I saw the Republican Party that really started to become unrecognizable.
Which is why Jennifer McCormick is now a Democrat, and she says there's no better place for a candidate to stand by their policies than a public town hall.
It's just an opportunity for any Hoosier to come to the town halls to voice their opinions regarding the topic and also to hear from candidates on where they stand.
McCormick, Donnie Burgess, Network Indiana.
That was apparently the first of three town halls scheduled by McCormick on that subject. Colts owner Jim Irsay teamed up with USA Swimming and Indiana Sports Corp to host 150 high schoolers to talk about mental health in sports. Kim Morris had this, talking about Olympic gold medalist Lily King, groundbreaking U.S. swimmer Ashley Twitchell, and Irsay's daughter and Colts vice chair and owner Kaylin Johnson led all the talking. More than 200 members of Congress are standing up for AM radio in every vehicle act to keep it in cars, because when cell and internet goes down, this free service could be your only lifeline. The National Association of Broadcasters is asking you to text AM to 52886 and tell them to pass this critical legislation. A 9-year-old boy who was in a Fishers baseball tournament was hit by a drunk driver.
That boy was walking to a hotel with his family.
When this woman that was driving through the parking lot drove up onto the sidewalk by the building and struck the 9-year-old.
Sergeant Angela Ellison from the Fishers Police Department says Emily Spinard admitted to having a few drinks before getting behind the wheel. She was held on $40,000 bail after her court appearance on Monday. Ryan Hedrick, Network Indiana.
Principal Chris Walker with something new for Muncie Central grads this year.
We're working with our elementary principals to dress our seniors up one day before we leave. And I think some people remember the graduates go back to like their home elementary school in their cap and gown and walk the hallways. So we're working with Heidi White and Eric Grimm, who are our directors of secondary and elementary, to make a day where we can have our graduates go back to their host elementary.
That from WMUN News Radio last week on Delaware County Today. On WMUN, you're listening now at 8:25. President Jeffrey Mearns, our guest, next on WMUN.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right, if the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020. Again, that's 1-800-506-2020.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Ray Yingst in Kyiv.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines, all in one place. America is listening to Fox News Radio.
Updates hourly on the talk of Muncie, the new WMUN.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Thoroughbred Racing is combining its tradition of hands-on care with cutting-edge technology, raising its safety standards to the highest levels. New investments in wearable biometric devices, AI, and advanced imaging help to reduce injury risk. And the sport's new independent regulator, HISA, is implementing uniform rules, testing, and strict enforcement across the board. Every day, an ecosystem of care and a commitment to protect horse and rider. So win or lose, it's safety that runs first. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Justin here from AirServe Heating and Cooling, your local Heil dealer. Now's the time to get your AC ready to run efficiently with our $59 guaranteed tune-up. We guarantee your air conditioner not to break down this summer, or we will credit your $59 towards any repair. Our schedule is filling up fast, so act now. Call AirServe Heating and Cooling at 747-1177 or online at airserve.com/Muncie. Heil, depend on us.
FM, AM, and Alexa. Live daily and on demand at WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Steve Lindell on Delaware County Today.
Live at 8:29, listeners in Chicagoland, Minnesota, Fishers, Indianapolis, Muncie, Albany, Yorktown, and beyond. This is Delaware County Today, and our guest is the president of a mid-major university. I underscored major there, President Jeffrey Mearns, our guest. Where are you this morning? Palatial Estate, sir?
I am in my office, and in fact, I've been on campus since 6 a.m. this morning. I had the great good fortune this morning to visit with a large group of our facility staff. These are women and men who work on the third shift. They come in every evening around 10 o'clock and prepare our campus for the next morning. So I brought them coffee and donuts this morning and express my appreciation to them for the work that they do to help our students
you
succeed.
So great person and a great leader, President Mearns. Very nice of you to do. 135 days to recover for cornhole. That's the lead line of my next item here.
Yes, and I'm about 90% recovered. I've been jogging a little bit, but I'm confident that in just about any condition, Steve, that I'm going to be able to sustain my unbeaten winning streak against you. So I'm ready.
Really? How many in a row has it been? I think I've lost track of that count.
It's funny. Yeah, I think it's about 8 or 9.
8 or 9. Ponzu is the word of the day. It just got more difficult for you because of what you just said. Ponzu is the word of the day. Please work that into the interview somewhere.
You have to tell me the meaning.
No, I don't. You are the president of a mid-major university. Is Stedman?
Is it like a?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it like a Ponzu scheme? Is
no,
that?
No, that's Ponzi. That's a totally. It's close, but that's not the same.
Okay.
Ponzu. Google it while we're talking here, and I'm going to ask you about Stedman. Stedman Graham, the keynote speaker for graduation, which isn't that far away. Can you confirm Oprah's attendance?
Well, I can't confirm whether Oprah will be there, but Stedman Graham will be there, and we are very excited that he's coming back to campus. You know, he's a Ball State graduate, got his master's degree here, and that helped launch him to a successful career as an author and a presenter. And he will speak to our students, our graduates, and their families about the importance of leadership and finding your own individual purpose in the work that you do and finding meaning in your life, and which aligns so well with our mission and values. So delighted and grateful that Stedman will be back right here in Muncie, Indiana.
Quoting Jeffrey Mearns, I can't confirm Oprah's attendance. That means she's clearly coming to Muncie, Indiana. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. Fire Up Downtown is an event that has been a really, really good one for Muncie Downtown Development Partnership. They moved it now from August to September, and a little bird told me, not a cardinal, that you connected with Downtown Development Partnership President Mearn to support that event. Can you confirm?
Yes, I can confirm that one. We're delighted to partner with all of the merchants and the merchants' organizations in downtown, and I'm grateful that they moved the event to September. Jennifer and I had not been able to attend because it was usually like the first weekend in August, and frankly, we don't have many students and at all back on campus then. So grateful that they've moved it to September. On a Friday, Saturday in September. And the university is sponsoring a concert, a new aspect of the event. There'll be a concert on Friday evening, and Ball State is sponsoring that event because we want to encourage our students to explore all the good things that are available to them in downtown Muncie. You know, some of our students don't know where downtown is. They think it's a long way away. And frankly, I could walk from my office here on campus to downtown Muncie in about 20 minutes. It's only about a mile from downtown. So we want to use this as a vehicle to encourage our students to go downtown and see what's available and interesting to them.
Our listeners should know that President Mearns has long since been an advocate of connecting the campus to the community. That benefits everybody, and I know that the community, City of Muncie and Delaware County and beyond, is very grateful for your ability to see through the benefits there. Next item here for President Mearns.
Sure.
We see national news of protests on some college campuses about Israel, Palestine, and more. Have there been any such gatherings at BSU? And also remind us, please, of the process and allowances for people, students, to have such gatherings on campus.
Yeah, so we've not experienced anything like you've been seeing on the news and reading about in the newspaper. And that's because, our faculty, staff, and in particular our students, they understand their rights and their responsibilities. Of course, we and they, we all understand the importance of freedom of expression. It's enshrined in the Constitution. And so we recognize that, and we will do all that we can to protect the rights of all people. As I said, students, faculty, and staff of all of them, to express their opinions and their perspectives. But what I'm particularly grateful to our community, our university community, is that they also fully appreciate that this right also comes with a reciprocal responsibility, that speech must be respectful, must be civil, and that we're supposed to listen and respect the rights of people who disagree with us. And, maybe more directly answering part of your question, since Hamas terrorist attack on sometime in October and and since Israel's military response in Gaza. There have been some occasional protests, but there have not been any unlawful activities, anything like what you've seen, as I say, on the news or read about in the paper. With respect to our specific policies, you know, different spaces on campus have different expectations. So, for example, our sidewalks are public spaces. So, of course, people are welcome to carry signs or distribute materials. But if a group is planning to have an event or a gathering of people, then they must consult our policy on what's called expressive activity. And so it's their responsibility to be familiar with our policy. It's available on the website, and it's their responsibility to comply with that policy. And it's a policy that has been carefully developed to ensure that what we expect and what we require is consistent with federal and state laws. So there's a lot of detail on that expressive policy, but that's where people can read it and understand what the expectations are.
WMUN Live with President Jeffrey Mearns, Ball State University. I woke up this morning to one of those little alerts on a thread, not on my notes here, but the Muncie Mission apparently received an Outstanding Community Partner Award. I see you photographed here. Tell us a little bit about this, if you could.
Yeah, so as you know, and the folks who are listening know, one of the hallmarks of a Ball State education is our immersive learning projects. And that's where our students, working under the supervision and guidance of a faculty member, engage with a local organization to help that organization solve a problem or promote their activities. And then every year, we give a community partner award to that community organization that went above and beyond to engage with our students. And this year, the winner of that award was the Muncie Mission, and the students were students in our English department. And there's a program that Lynn Jones, who's the faculty instructor, Lynn has a course every year called Writing for Change, helping our students understand that if they want to promote social good and nonprofit organizations, that even as just writing for change, they can use their writing skills to promote that activity. So our students in that course this year really took on the responsibility of promoting the Walk a Mile. You're familiar with that,
Steve,
and certainly folks who are listening. And so the amount of money that was raised this year for the Walk a Mile, I think, increased more than 50%, in part because of the good work that our students did to promote that walk this year. And they mobilized people, particularly their students, all across campus. And so we're grateful to the good work that the Muncie Mission does for people in our community. And I'm really grateful and proud of what our students did to promote the good work of the Muncie Mission.
Ball State President Jeffrey Mearns, my guest on WMUN. As if the campus could get even more beautiful, and it is an unbelievable campus already. There is nearly $104 million in new investments, according to lawmakers locally and beyond, for some more things to happen. The Center for Innovation and more. Could you talk a little bit about that, Mr. President?
Yeah, so we're grateful for the governor just recently signed off on the contracts necessary to move our Village project forward. So later this calendar year, you'll see construction begin on our Performing Arts Center and the new boutique hotel here on the corner of McKinley and University, and then closer to campus over by the Alderdice Gates, the new Center for Innovation. So that construction will begin, as I say, sometime this summer, early fall, and will be completed by the summer of 2026. Right. And then you're going to see more progress in various owner-occupied housing, maybe some more retail, restaurants, and the like, over the next few years as well, as we continue to implement our multi-phase plan. It's very exciting, Steve.
For our listeners, if you haven't visited Ball State campus recently or in some time, just go walk around. It's really something to behold. Final couple of items here before we go, President Mearns. Have you
before you go, sure. You know, that again, that's why I got up early this morning to thank the women and men who maintain our campus. You know, they're working here at night when most of the rest of us are sleeping. And so our beautiful campus is really the product of really outstanding people who have designed these buildings, to our partners in the state who have helped fund the construction, to the people who built the buildings, but also the campus wouldn't be as beautiful as it is if we didn't have outstanding, dedicated, and talented women and men who maintain the grounds and maintain the interior of the building. And as a result of all of this good effort, that's why, as you said, we've got the most beautiful campus I've seen in a long, long time.
WMUN Live with President Jeffrey Mearns. Next item, have you yet eaten a slice of that robot pizza, and or is Stedman and Oprah going to enjoy that with you when one or both of them are here for commencement weekend?
No, I've not yet had a slice of the pizza, but I did have, as you know, we've got a machine that makes fresh donuts in our north dining hall. Yeah. And so as a result of that gathering that I shared with you, I had a couple of really delicious sugar cinnamon donuts this morning.
And I you forgot the second part of the question there.
And well, we are having dinner with Stedman. Our honorary degree dinner is Friday evening. We will not be serving pizza made in a robot machine. Instead, our outstanding catering staff and chefs are preparing that wonderful meal on Friday evening.
And the third component to the question that I asked there?
Well, you said one or two of Stedman and Oprah will be here, and I guarantee you at least one of them will. I guarantee you at least one of those two will be here.
All right, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Last item here, I understand Late Night is prepping for their annual carnival. Will you be one of the first ones on the bumper cars or the tilt-a-whirl or any of those exciting? Or will your injuries exclude you from participating? I just thought of that.
Steve?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how to say this
All right.
While people are listening, but yep. Late Night Carnival was last Friday.
Oh, dang it.
So I'm disappointed. I mean, you do a news show.
That's the second time in a row he's been disappointed in me during an interview. I'm starting to get a little bit of a.
Now, perhaps you're maybe you're just thinking 51 weeks ahead when we do it in April of 2025.
I was thinking it was coming up, not past. So I apologize for that mistake. So, past tense, did you ride the tilt-a-whirl and or the bumper cars at Late Night there?
I did not. I was not able to attend. I had another commitment that evening.
Probably getting ready for Oprah to arrive at security and so forth. Is that possible?
That's not possible. That's not what I was doing last Friday evening.
I love talking
How
to
are you,
guy.
Steve?
I'm always better when I'm talking to the likes of you, President Mearns. Thank you for the time and your service. You are absolutely one of, if not the, best ones around, and we appreciate you a lot.
Well, you're very kind, Steve, and it's always good to be with you, and I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to tell you all your listeners the good things that are happening on our campus and the great things that are happening in our community.
Happy to do so. President Jeffrey Mearns, our guest, always a great guest with lots of information, and we really do appreciate his openness and kindness for being accessible to us and really so many others, too. Still more to come. We do this every day, 8 to 9 a.m. live on WMUN.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Lowe's knows pros need the right tools for every job. That's why we sell the largest in-store selection of Klein tools anywhere. Find new items launching exclusively at Lowe's, like the self-leveling laser level for just $159.98. Plus, shop the Connect socket set for just $49.98. Get Klein tools in-store and online today. Because Lowe's knows tools. Lowe's knows pros.
Hello, my name is Stephen Brand, and I'm running to be your next full-time Republican County Commissioner. One of my core values is cooperation. I believe we can do more together than apart. All too often, there is friction between the county and city. I want us to work together. This does not mean Unigov, which I am against. My goal is to involve the community, churches, and citizens when making decisions. My door will always be open. Healthy partnerships are the key to good decisions being made for Delaware County. Let's work together to make our home a better place for our children and grandchildren.
paid for by the committee to elect Stephen Brand.
You need reliable appliances to help you conquer your day. And Menards offers a variety of appliances for every part of your home. Criterion has refrigerators, dishwashers, ranges, washers, and dryers built to help make your life simpler. No matter how busy your life is, Criterion appliances are ready when you are. Save big money on all Criterion appliances. Visit the store and Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now in our weekly flyer.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, son, watch this. We would like the freshest pepperoni grinder and the biggest pizza you got.
The mammoth?
That's the one?
Dad, we can't eat all of that. I'm gonna save room for ice cream from the sweet shop.
Ah, the sweet shop.
Mancino's Pizza and Grinders. Just be yourself or bring the fun accents. That's okay, too. Mancino's Pizza and Grinders of Muncie on Bethel in front of Rural King.
There's a certain feeling you get when you open a book and dive into a story. But where did the story begin? What inspired it? And what exactly is the community reading? Find out by joining Cam and TC every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Page Turners, the broadcast book club brought to you by Muncie Community Schools, right here on WMUN, the talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM. Want to hear more? Replays uploaded daily on WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
A great-looking weather day shaping up. We'll have plenty of sunshine this afternoon. 59 is a little better, and then we hit 70 or higher starting Friday, and for a stretch that will go through and including Wednesday or longer next week. Let's get a snapshot of our day today.
It's April 25th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National DNA Day. The day commemorates the discovery of DNA's double helix in the 50s and the conclusion of the Human Genome Project in 2003. Also on this day, Flint, Michigan started using water from the Flint River as a cost-cutting measure in 2014, not knowing they'd be introducing lead-poisoned water into homes. In 2011, 348 people were killed across six states during the largest tornado outbreak ever recorded in the United States. It was later confirmed that 358 tornadoes touched down. Turning to 1947, it was time for a little executive branch bowling. President Harry S. Truman opened the White House two-lane bowling alley in the West Wing. The first ball bowled knocked down seven of the 10 pins. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
On WMUN, News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk, we are the talk of Muncie. Power Hour every day 4 to 5 p.m. with Mark Forrester talking sports. Friday, he will be on location in downtown Courtyard by Marriott. He's going to be on the patio as part of his special series that returns of On Location there with some great guests that I know he will have planned. 4 to 5 p.m. live every afternoon weekdays on WMUN. Next item, sun health.
This is House Call for Health. The weather is getting nicer across the U.S. as we move through spring and inch towards summer. For many, that means spending a lot more time outside in the sun. So it's a good time for reminders about protecting your skin. The Skin Cancer Foundation says there's no single method of defense that can protect you perfectly, but they do have several pieces of advice. Cover it up. Clothing can be a good barrier against ultraviolet rays. Play in the shade when you're outside, especially during peak sun hours of 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., but some UV light can still reach through leaves and branches. Wear sunscreen. Be sure to shield small children, infants, and toddlers. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention also has tips, including wear a hat with a big brim to shield your face, ears, and back of the neck. And don't forget sunglasses to protect your eyes. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
WMUN word of the day is ponzu. I will not bring Emily in on this one. Ponzu. President Mearns did not use it during our interview. I just realized that. But a nice ponzu with a light citrus twist would be nice with some dishes. Ponzu is a tangy sauce made with citrus juice, rice wine, vinegar, and soy sauce. used especially on seafood. Ponzu. Word of the day. Next item. So much for secrets.
Military matters.
The Biden administration has been secretly sending Ukraine a long-range missile system known as ATACMS since President Biden signed off to send them in February. Ukraine's President Zelensky has been asking the U.S. to send this long-range system since the start of Russia's invasion more than 2 years ago. Ukraine has used ATACMS at least twice already, targeting a Russian military airfield in Crimea last week. ATACMS have a maximum range of 186 miles, which doubles Ukraine's former strike distance capability. But U.S. officials stress it will still take a long time to gain back Ukraine's territorial losses. While funding for Ukraine was stalled on Capitol Hill for months before being passed Tuesday night, Russia has gotten help from Iran, North Korea, and China. Here's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
For the 6 months that we were not actually passing the necessary resources for Ukraine, Putin was looking to his friends, and he was getting those drones from Iran, he was getting those missiles from North Korea, and he was getting support for the Russian defense industrial base from China.
For Military Matters at the Pentagon, Liz Frieden, Fox News.
WMUN, the sports talk part of our programming, includes the Pacers. Pacers are 1-1, series even with the Milwaukee Bucks. Next game, Friday night, or Friday afternoon, I guess. 5 p.m. is the pregame here on WMUN. And there's a Sunday game booked also. That one starts 6:30 pregame on WMUN. Next item here, more TikTok talk.
Fox on Tech.
What exactly does the TikTok ban ban? President Biden signed into law the bill, simplified as the TikTok ban, but it may not have to be a ban. The bill stipulated that parent company ByteDance, something alleged to be owned or controlled by China's Communist Party rulers, could sell the social media network and its associated apps to a U.S.-based company. Such a company could continue to operate the controversial service, but the law's proponents say having it owned in the U.S. could make it easier to regulate. ByteDance threatens to sue on constitutional grounds, even though it is not a U.S.-based company. But the demand that a U.S. company own TikTok isn't all that out of the ordinary for U.S. mass media. The Communications Act of 1934 forbade foreign ownership of radio and television broadcasting licenses in the U.S. or a majority of a U.S. company owning such licenses. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
And WMUN, you tell us, we tell everybody. The email is WMUN@woofboom.com. WMUN@woofboom.com. Somebody sent me a note there about a spring vendor fair booked for May 18. Circle X Riders Incorporated, Winchester, going to do that one. More information, you can check our community calendar. It's on all of our websites for the Woof Boom Radio Group. And if you want to send us notes, one of the many ways to reach out is WMUN@woofboom.com.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A nurse from Kentucky who gave the shoes on her feet to a patient in need makes today's Dean's List. Lou Coulon works at the endoscopy unit at Baptist Health in Madisonville. She recently arrived to work and saw a patient that had very worn shoes with holes in them. Lou remembered seeing the woman before and noticing that her shoes were shredded and the soles torn. You could see her feet through the sides. Without hesitation, Lou offered the patient her shoes, which were brand new and wasn't expecting anything back. The patient was so appreciative, and the act of kindness did not go unnoticed. Word spread through the community, and the footwear company whose shoes were donated to the patient contacted Lou and sent her a voucher to replace the shoes that she gave away. Lou, thank you for your kindness and generosity, because you never know what a person has been through until you walk in their shoes. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Nice way to end the show today. We try to do that every day when we can on Delaware County today. WMUN, the talk of Muncie. We have plenty of music stations, too, in the Woof Boom Radio Group. The Crystal Award-winning WLBC. Congrats to our station and our personnel on air, off air, and everywhere in between for that honor. WMUN, a finalist in the nation for that very same award. We are very appreciative of that honor as well. That'll do it for today. Tomorrow's show is still coming together. We have a couple of tentative ideas. We also might bring you an interview that we're doing this morning with the guy that runs the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Watch the Facebook for some of that also through the day today. For Emily Guffey in the Axia Command Center, This is Steve Lindell on the new WMUN.